This is Tatenda Gumbo. Here are the Studio 7 headlines for Friday, October 2nd, 2015. Parliamentarians reject attempts by the government to take over the Public Service Medical Aid Society's debt, amounting to $144 million. Deliberations continue at the United Nations General Assembly in New York, with technocrats finding ways of implementing sustainable development goals adopted by all nations last week. People living with disabilities say they're struggling to make ends meet in Zimbabwe, with an unemployment rate estimated at more than 85%. The official unemployment figure is 10.7%. A state official in the Ministry of Environment says Zimbabwe has adopted a climate change adaptation program to reduce its impact on local communities. And indications are that the future of Cuthbert Dube as president of the Zimbabwe Football Association is hanging by a thread by each passing hour. Stay tuned for those stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on the 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. Please check us out on Facebook. We are also on WhatsApp and Twitter. Today, our host will be talking with listeners and experts about Parliament's move to reject proposals for the government to take over the Public Service Medical Aid Society's $144 million debt. Stay tuned.